Fortunately, the strongest winds behind the front are through, but we're still going to see gusts anywhere from 40 to 50 miles an hour over the next 2 hours, and that will only create more downed trees and more power lines because the winds have been swaying in the wind quite a bit. A couple of sprinkles are possible, but overall, the meat of the event is over, but we're still going to be dealing with the remaining impacts with the downed trees and power lines. And once we get into tomorrow, it's a totally different ball game. We're talking about high pressure moving in and much better conditions. So just keep in mind that if you encounter a roadway with a wire down, turn around, as we've been saying, because that has been on the traffic report all evening long, and that will continue to be a problem for the next several hours into the overnight period, even though the winds will slowly start to relax.